I welcome world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California, and grateful to have all you guys with us. We have Dr. Jim Sadler on the phone from his home in San Diego, California. And we also have with us Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman.
I'm very interested. We're going to get to the bottom here, ladies and gentlemen, of the... can you turn that hillbilly...
Sorry.
We're going to get to the bottom here of the Mandy Mindy, and what is the name of Vernon Dozier's wife?
Yeah. The other day on the show, who's on the phone there?
That's Dr. Jim Sadler. He's taking the tub.
Dr. Sadler, you there?
Yeah, Phil, right here. I didn't want to interrupt, but right now I'm having a tub.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did I say something funny?
No, you did not. No, you did not. So where we are with this, Dr. Sadler, is that Coach Dozier...
Oh, just a minute. Could you give me the oil and the insert brush, man? My wife, Mindy's here, as a matter of fact, Mr. Henry.
What is your wife's name?
My wife's name's Mindy.
M-I-N-D-Y?
No, M-A-N-D-Y.
M-A-N-D-Y.
No. Oh, boy.
Well, what is her... How do you spell her name?
Phil, take it easy.
Every time you talk about your wife's name, you say it's Mindy, it's Mandy.
My wife is, here she is right now. Honey, what is your name? Mindy.
M-I-N-D-Y.
How do you spell your name? M-A-N-D-Y.
And you pronounce it Mindy.
Yes. Is there a law against that? Oh, God. I feel like hanging up right now, Mr. Andre. I feel, because I'm naked in a tub, I don't know, it feels like I'm being violated.
Okay, Dr. Sadler, enough of your stuff.
It does. I've got the insert brush and the oil. Is that the oil? Yeah. Because right now, Mr. Henry, I'm doing some bathing, also doing some deep cleaning. Okay? I'm a doctor, and I believe in hygiene.
I understand. So your wife's name is Mindy, and sometimes you call her Mandy. I know you have. You've done that on the show. At least tell me that much.
Yeah, sometimes I mistake her name for Mindy. Sometimes I call her Mindy.
You just said Mindy twice, Margaret.
No, I did not. Oh, boy.
Don't even worry about it, Margaret. You know, you can't win that fight.
Yeah. What do you mean you can't win that fight?
Because every time we talk to you, never mind. So here's what I want to ask you. The other day, as you know, Dr. Sadler, we had Coach Vernon Dozier on the show. And throughout the segment we had him on, he identified his wife as Lorraine.
That is correct, yes.
Okay, and yet in other shows, he's called her Mandy and Mindy.
That is also correct. The reason why he has called his wife Mindy Mandy is because his wife's full name is Lorraine Newman Dozier. Okay, Lorraine Newman Dozier. So he felt that her name was would confuse people. They think that he was married to the movie star. So he asked me, and I believe Mr. Dickman facilitated this.
What did you do, bud?
I just gave him his phone number.
Don't be giving out phone numbers, man, unless you ask people's... Ask people's permission.
I did. I got Dr. Sadler's permission, okay?
Dr. Sadler's commission.
Permission.
Okay.
So he asked, could Coach Dozier have my number? I said, sure. So Coach Dozier calls me one day. He tells me that his wife, her name is Lorraine Newman. They've had a long time. For many years, they've covered it up. That his wife is being preferred now to be called by her middle name. She wants to have her middle name included now.
It wasn't before.
No, she was just Lorraine Dozier, but she wanted her name now to be Lorraine Newman Dozier. And Coach Dozier was afraid that people would, think that it's the movie star.
And, well, I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. This is what he told me. So he asked me, would it be all right if I call my wife Mindy, like the way you call your wife Mindy, only you forget what her name is? I said, I don't understand. He said, I could turn it into enough of a shtick where no one's going to know my wife's name is Lorraine Newman.
What a load of horseshit.
You can ask him if you want. I mean, that's what he told me.
So Coach Dozier's wife's name was Lorraine Newman all along, but she insisted on being called Lorraine Newman at some point?
That's what he said to me. She wanted to be called by her middle name as well as her first name, Lorraine Newman Dozier. And Coach Dozier didn't want the hassle of people saying, hey, are you married to Lorraine Newman?
I don't think anybody's going to ask that. What makes him think people are going to ask that?
Because her name's Lorraine Newman. Oh, God.
All right, so then what happened?
What happened is he called me up. He said, I know that you call your wife Mindy Mandy. I was thinking I would do the same thing. It would be enough of a kind of a diversion away from what my wife's name is, was Lorraine Newman.
You know, I've heard a lot of horse shit in my life.
Hey, you asked me a question, Mr. Henry. I'm giving you the answer, okay?
All right, okay. You got him?
Yeah, he's in the gym.
I don't care where he is. Get him. Coach Vernon Dozier, and we have, don't lose Dr. Sadler. Coach Vernon Dozier is over on our newsmaker line. Hey, Coach Dozier.
Hi, Phil.
All right, you know what we're talking about.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I don't believe it. It sounds like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, that your wife's name is Lorraine Newman, but you only started calling her Lorraine Newman in recent years because she insisted on it, and so therefore, not to make people think she was the movie star Lorraine Newman, you started calling her Mindy or Mandy.
I thought it was a very good little bit of shtick that Mr. Sadler was doing.
My name's Dr. Sadler.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Sadler was doing. Hey, what's your wife's name? Mindy, it's Mandy, it's Mindy. That would take the onus off of my wife's real name, Lorraine Newman Dozier.
Well, why wasn't she known as Lorraine Newman Dozier from the time you married her?
Because she just wasn't. She didn't care. Her name was Lorraine, and that's what we called her. And that was way, way back when she was a senior in high school. She just turned 18. That's when I married her.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Mr. Andy, I get the judgment from you all the time about that. I married my wife. She was legal age right out of high school. Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear the whole story again. I'm curious as to, okay, so when you started appearing on our show, this is after or before she was known as Lorraine Newman?
When I started coming on your show, I don't know, Mr. Andy, about, 10, 15, 20 years ago, she was known as Lorraine Newman by that point. So that's why I call her Mindy Mandy.
Hey, Dr. Sadler?
Yeah, right here, Phil.
Okay. What did Coach Dozier ask you?
Well, I can fill it in.
No. I want to hear it from Dr. Sadler.
My name's Dr. Sadler.
I know. I fumbled it. Go ahead. What did he ask you?
He said to me, my wife's name is Lorraine Newman, and I would rather not go through the hassle of people thinking she's Lorraine Newman. So I thought the shtick that you do about your wife's name with Mindy Mandy is pretty funny. Could I borrow that from me? For my own, I would work that. I said, it's not shtick. I have a hard time remembering my wife's name. And he said, even the bay, all the better. So I said, yeah, go for it if you want. I don't care. It's not shtick. I can't. From time to time, it's difficult for me. Here comes my wife now. How you doing, honey? I need the oil again. I need to be oiled up. Jesus. So,
okay, Dr. Sadler. And your wife is there. What is your wife's name?
My wife, Mindy. Hi, honey. She knows, I know your name, it's Mandy. She just said it's Mandy.
Why, let me ask something. Why can't you remember the name of your wife? Why do you want to pretend like you can't remember the name of your wife? Because her name is Lorraine Newman.
Okay, both of you guys are idiots. You realize that, right?
Mr. Henry, I didn't come on this program.
Both of you guys are idiots.
Oh, okay. Because this guy asked me if he could borrow my, if he could mess up his wife's name the way I mess up my wife's name. And I said, sure, go ahead.
Why did you have to ask him permission, Coach?
Because he was on your show a lot, and I did a lot of appearances on your show, too, so...
You know, I don't believe you. I don't either. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. That your wife was named Lorraine Newman, and you didn't want people to think she was the movie star Lorraine Newman from Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Okay. So you decided to start just calling her Mindy or Mandy, the same way that Dr. Sadler calls his wife Mindy or Mandy, because what, you thought it was funny?
I thought it was a bit of a distraction, yeah.
And again, I want to say, I honestly flub up the name of my wife because Mindy, Mandy...
Yeah, so I'm sorry, you know, but...
So your wife is Lorraine Newman, and you're calling her Mindy Mandy. What a...
That's the biggest waste of time I ever heard in my life.
You know, it wasn't even funny.
Let me tell you something that isn't funny, Mr. Andy. What isn't funny is when people call you up in the middle of the night and they say, is Lorraine Newman there? And I say, and if I say no, then I'm lying. If I say yes, then I got to put her on. So what would you say?
I'd say no.
And be a liar?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you got to live with yourself. You know,
who gives a damn? You're lying to a... Who are these people that call you up?
I got a call in the middle of the night. Can I speak to Lorraine Newman? And I say, if I say there is no Lorraine Newman here, I'm lying. And if I say, yes, you may, then I got to wake my wife up and bother her.
What you do is you say, no, there is no Lorraine Newman here. And then you call the cops and tell them you're getting crank calls.
What?
You know what I said.
I'm all right. So there's no Lorraine Newman here. That's what I call it. That's what I tell him.
Yeah.
See, you're lying.
I'd be lying.
Who gives a shit?
Mr. Henry, I'm going to hang this phone up if I get any more vulgarity, okay? I do work at a Catholic high school.
All right, who cares?
See, this is what I was saying to you, Coach, that the Henry Show doesn't evidence no morality. I need... Hold on, Mr. Henry.
No, I can't hold on.
Wait a minute. I need the oil brush and the insertion. Yeah.
So what is the oil brush on the end? Is that your wife, Mindy? No, it's my wife, Mandy. It's my wife, yes, it's Mindy. All right, I will tell you this, Phil. I'm so sorry the day.
Yeah, you're so sorry the day that you ever started calling. Oh, shit. So, were you getting calls in the middle of the night?
I got a couple of calls in the middle of the night. Could I speak with Lorraine Newman? And I said, there is no Lorraine Newman here. And they said, are you sure? And I said, yes, I'm sure. And I'd hang up on them. And for the rest of the night, I'd lie awake staring at the ceiling knowing that I had just lied to someone. When they asked me a question...
I'll just echo Phil. Who cares if you lied? You're protecting your family. You're protecting your home when you say there's no Lorraine Newman there.
Yes, that's true. But it is technically a lie.
So what? What does anybody care?
Are you sure you're straight? What a dick. You know, if I was your coach, I'd kick your balls right up through into your mouth and out your mouth. And as they came out of your mouth, I'd say, strike one! Huh? How about that? Give it to you.
I'm so sorry that we even took on this topic tonight.
Well, you said...
I know what I said. I'm so sorry we even took on this topic tonight. I don't believe the guy. I think his wife's name is... I don't know what his wife's name is. You want to know something? I don't give a shit. Excuse my French.
Well, then why were you sweating it?
Because we had a lot of people talking. I missed it. The other day when he was on the show, he talked about his wife, Lorraine.
That's right.
Yeah. So then people said, excuse me, wasn't it Mindy or Mandy? And then, Bud, you reminded me that Coach...
Not Coach, Doctor.
Dr. Sadler's wife is named Mandy or Mindy or something. Coming up, Margaret Gray with one of her favorite singers from Italy. We're going to talk about Mina.
Yes, Mina. I just discovered her on Instagram.
Coming up right after this, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, it's Bud Dickman for the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know, a lot of times we talk about all the great stuff that's on the website, and we have 60,000 hours of this, and we have, you know, and a lot of people just go, that's impossible, you know. Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is possible. If you get a backstage pass, if you get a subscription, there it is. There's 60,000 hours. And then I can say to you, you know, honestly, I can say you were, what an idiot you were that you didn't believe in it.
Get a backstage pass now to the world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. It's the greatest value online other than porn. Less than $10 a month for 1 month subscription, less than $7 a month for a full year, and you'll get 60,000 hours of the greatest radio and digital content your ass has ever beheld. I'm Margaret Gray. Join me and the tens of thousands who haven't yet but will soon get subscriptions. You know,
yeah, to the world famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online other than porn. Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Here's Phil. Thank you. All right, Margaret.
This is a singer. What, Bud?
It's the second time someone's gone, all right.
All right, Bud. Thank you very much.
This is a singer that I have rediscovered and absolutely just charming. Her name is Mina. And I was reposting her today on my Instagram. Well, not Instagram.
It's on the X account?
On X, yes. Found her over on Instagram. Here she is. And, see.
Yeah, just...
Isn't she great?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Nessuno. Hold on, General.
I don't want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of energy.
Yes, she's got a... Well, I better not say.
Better not say what?
Well, you're going to say she has a nice ass. Is that it?
Yeah.
Jesus. What, General?
What is this with the hooter and the hooter and the hooter?
Hold on for a minute. I'm listening. Yeah. The hooner and the hooner. Right here.
Yeah, what is that?
Hold on. Put it on pause, will you, for Christ's sake. What is your question?
Margaret, we're just asking questions.
What is it?
What is that? The hooner and the hooner.
It's love. That's the bridge. And the hoona, you know.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
What does it mean?
It's the name of a restaurant that she goes. She hangs out there at the hoona.
Are you sure?
Yes. It. When you look at the video, it's from a film called, I don't know what it's called. I think the film is called La Hoona.
Is it a, is like a Polynesian?
Yeah, it sounds Polynesian.
No, it's Italian. But she's at Lahuna and the Huna. She's celebrating being in this restaurant, going table to table, snapping her fingers.
Well, what is she like saying, yeah, you ordered the right thing?
Yes, in a way. She's saying, oh, Lahuna and the Huna.
Margaret, is that really what she's saying?
Are you calling me a liar?
No, I am not calling you a liar.
That is what my understanding is. Listen, this is what I interpret from it, Phil, okay? I'm not an idiot. I know what it is I'm listening to.
What is she doing? She's snapping her fingers, shaking her hips back and forth, and there's a band behind her.
Yeah, but here is, and the Huna, and the Huna.
You sure it's not something suggestive?
Turn it off, turn it off. Turn that garbage, turn that filth off. God damn it. Something suggestive, huh?
Well, I don't know. She's going, and the Huna, and the Huna.
So she's just, it's the restaurant.
It's the restaurant she's in, yeah. I don't know. That's, Phil, I'm very good at interpreting. I don't speak Italian, but I don't need to. I know what she's singing about.
She's singing about the Huna.
The restaurant, the Huna, yeah.
So if I go to, where is that?
It's in Italy somewhere. I guess it's in, what would you call it? Rome?
All right. I mean,
Boy, talk about underwhelming. Here I was sharing this with you guys. This is like a blind man coming to you, Phil, and showing you something he's worked on his entire life.
I know, and I lift my leg to it.
Yes, that's exactly. Hey.
And the Huna, and the Huna.
Shut your mouth.
Anyway, she's cute, that's for sure. She's very hot looking, and
yes, her name's Mina.
And the name of the song is Nessuno.
Well, I think it's pronounced and the Huna, and the, you know.
Margaret, how do you know it's the restaurant?
She's dancing around, going, yeah, she's pointing to things.
All right, so that was...
I wanted you all to hear her, and we're going to be hearing a lot more from Nina, even though I think she's dead in the future days.
Why don't you look up Bud and see if this lady's still alive or not? What happened to Mina, the singer? Mina gave up public appearances in 1978, but has continued to release popular albums and musical projects on a yearly basis to the present day.
All right. Good for you, Nina.
Mina.
I mean Mina.
And right now, I guess she's married to Bob Swerdminder, I think.
Let me see that. She's not married to anyone.
No, she was engaged to her last husband, cardiologist Eugene O'Quinn, in 1970. They were married. She obtained Swiss citizenship as required in that country. She took her husband's last name. For the public, the Italian civil registry is Italian. However, she still addresses herself as Mina Mazzini. Also seen her website's domain name. Okay, so she's still married to the cardiologist.
Right.
I didn't know anything about the lady.
I don't either, really, and I don't know what the song's about. And actually, if you listen to it twice...
Two times enough.
Yes, that's more than enough. I don't know, Phil.
Right. Thank you very much, Margaret, for sharing that bit of culture with us. We really appreciate it.
I know you don't mean a word of that.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much, Margaret, for sharing that culture with us. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. What?
You almost said all's rights reserved.
Yeah.
And the Huda and the Huna.
You know what? I'm so sorry I got out of bed this morning and brought this. I tried to bring some culture to you rockheads, and this is what I get.
This guitar player, he thinks he's Mike Bloomfield.
Turn it off before I vomit.